dripping with blood, as though it had been thrust into the belly of a slaughtered beast.
Is this?
But his words faded. As he lay on his side, his eyes caught the great lake of crimson growing around him. The numbness was sliding away, and there was a dull ache. He touched himself again, and his fingers could feel the brittle sharpness of shattered ribs. He could dimly make out a group of people. At least a mile away, they were mere dots against the blurring whiteness.
Uchidya.
It was good that friends came to watch you. Even that heartless bastard Uchitil, he'd come back for him. Uchichil's horse galloped off the jagged edges of the sea ice onto the windswept boulders of the beach.
I claim the old land of America in the name of the Narodniki! In the name of Uchitil!
Some 70 miles away, Noel lay still, eyes closed, locked into the mystery of his own passing. Ryan and JB were poring over a hand-drawn map of the redoubt and stockpile done on six separate sheets of paper, each one showing two different levels. The complexity of the place was staggering. It had more than 70 miles of interconnecting corridors and passages, with stairs and elevators between levels. The gateway was down on the fourth level, with the only viable exit to the bleak outside, six levels below that. Though the group had done a great deal of exploring, there were still considerable areas left where no one had been able to go. Doc Tanner came up behind Ryan and JB and pointed with a scrawny finger at a blank area on the map.
Here there be dragons.
Ryan straightened up from the table.
Dragons? What the fuck are they?
Fire-breathing muti lizards is the best explanation that I can offer, sir.
Behind the old man, JB raised his eyes to the ceiling and shook his head. Since they'd been in the redoubt, Ryan had suspected more than once that Doc's sanity was returning. But often his behavior wasn't very encouraging.
You never been up here before, Doc?
Never that I can recall. But I fear that some of my brain cells have somehow become displaced. I can no longer remember all I might.
JB then walked briskly to the door.
Gotta go, Ryan. See you, Doc.
Ryan folded the maps and tucked them into an inside pocket of his coat.
Fire blast, we've been here 6 days and could stay here the rest of our lives if we wanted.
But you don't sound like you want to.
I don't know. It's a good place, but...
Is it really, my dear Mr. Corder? If I may be frank with you, I confess that I have my doubts.
Tell me more.
Doc moved closer to Ryan. He half smiled, showing his oddly perfect set of gleaming teeth.
This redoubt raises so many questions in my poor, befuddled mind. Why only 3 survivors after 100 years? And such an odd trio they are. Quint, Rachel, and the dumb child, Laurie. Quint is the keeper. That's apparently a hereditary position, and such positions bestow power without responsibility.
You know he doesn't read, Doc.
Yes.
The stovepipe hat dipped forward as Doc stared down at the floor.
Where are the others? He knows how to keep this place functioning by ritual and by rote, that is all.
That's nothing. Most of the traders' men couldn't read or write, but if you showed them something, they could do it. It's the way Warwag 1 was run.
And yet, so many closed doors, are there not, my dear young friend?
Yeah. We've tried to spring them, but they've got good seclocks on them. If we blow them, then Quint would hear it. What do you reckon is behind them?
More of the past? More of the future? Surely, precious little of the present. I do not know, Mr. Corder.
Maybe we should find out. But I tell you, Doc, I'm blocked to the back teeth with this place. This afternoon I'm going to get out and see some sky.
There are muties aplenty, according to Quint.
I know, but I've got security.
He patted his guns and smiled as Doc laid a forefinger alongside his thin nose.
Corder, why does that name produce a distant and tiny murmur of a muffled bell?
Ryan stared at him with his good eye. Unconsciously, his hand strayed up to his scar, then moved down to tug at his lip on the same side.
What? Some legend of a great and powerful baron out east, beyond the Blue Ridges. Twin sons and a dreadful feud that ended... How did it end, Mr. Corder?
Showing a sudden, ferocious glint of intelligence, Doc's eyes were bright and piercing as a mute hawk's. For the first time since he'd known Doc Tanner, Ryan realized that the old man had once been a grim force to be reckoned with.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Doc. Your legend doesn't mean a thing to me.
If it doesn't have... Upon my soul, but it's gone again. What were we talking about?
The gateways. Whether you'd found any clue how to work the bastard things.
I fear not. I have discussed the matter with Mr. Quint, who tells me that the former keeper never knew about the gateway. Said that Special Ops MT ran them. I asked him what that meant, and he didn't have any idea at all. The man is simply a gibbering parrot with no brain of his own.
So we have a choice. Stay here in Alaska, try and find transport back to the Deathlands, or risk the gateway again.
Man gives birth astride a grave, Mr. Corder. What choice is that?
Doc turned on his heel and quickly walked out, heading back toward their quarters. Ryan watched him, then decided that some food might be a good idea. He knew that eventually he had to get outside, away from the concrete walls and strip lights, or risk losing part of his own sanity.
Yummy, yummy, it's the best for your tummy.
Finnegan threw the empty package on the table. The pizza it had contained was already cooking in one of the gray microwaves along the kitchen wall.
Oh, Mama Maria says it's the best America makes.
He examined the bright wrapping as he talked, on which a stout, beaming, garishly made-up elderly woman held a skillet with a huge pizza on it, while a brace of wide-eyed bambinos looked on hungrily. Honecker was reading the side of the package while waiting for her double bean burger to finish.
Free for fiber fighters. Double discount vouchers at your local grocery. Subject to availability. Offer ends June 1st, 2001. Shit, by the time their offer ended, the whole world had ended as well.
All of them had taken advantage of the unbelievable range of clothes and supplies to dress and equip themselves better. But most of them had also kept some of their old gear. Doc kept his hat, frock coat, and battered boots,